الرحيم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء تفرد بالأولية والقدم وبسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله
صل على محمد
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وعلام الورى وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. In the beginning of today's sermon, this Friday afternoon, this is the best time before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time when Allah has invited believer towards the worship. I advise myself and invite all of you to practice the piety. The verse of Quran that I started with, it speaks about a qariya and a country where people they practice their belief and practice piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا. That if people of a land, people of a country, people of a city, they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first condition for any land or any country to have the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is being said Iman. A country based on faith. A faith-based community. A faith-based country. A faith-based city. لو أن أهل القرى أهل القرى قرية it's in the meaning of village sometimes sometimes in the village of town in the meaning of town or country so it is with the various meanings in whatever context you like to put that you can take the meaning of that if the people of country or people of a land believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what the how If they practice piety, sometimes we think that practicing piety means that we are going to be deprived. We will have nothing. And that is why people they start thinking to be advanced in some of the world and think that if they have to be more worldly, then they will be achieving hope. But it is completely opposite. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised this verse Amanu wa taqaw. These are two conditions. If they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they make their faith stronger and practice according to their faith. What the qawl. And it's really interesting that all the verses of Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, there are collective efforts. We are not being asked to practice individually. Islam is not individual religion. Islam is a social religion. It is a religion that invites people together. Make your collective effort. Even when we are being asked, Amanu. So that means collectively believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not individually believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sab mil ke Allah pe iman. Yani iman Allah pe rakhna. When we like to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means collectively we need to have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wattaqaw. And practice the piety. When we like to practice piety, if any individual likes to make that effort, this effort is not going to be successful. An effort is going to be successful if we all together put our hands in hand, stand together and practice piety. What the qawl. If they practice piety, what are the benefits of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said benefits. Although for taqwa and practicing piety, there are many benefits that have been said in Quran. It has been said, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. If anybody practices the piety, over there it's been said individual life. If anybody practices the piety, we will provide them provision. It will be countless provision. يَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. We will provide them countless provision. It's been said, مَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. If anybody practices piety, we'll provide them an opening. We'll open the door. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That means the doors are going to be open for them. Then also it will be said, if somebody practices piety, we will provide them that they can distinguish. We will give them furqan. يَجْعَلْ لَهُ الْفُرْقَان. Furqan, that means they can distinguish between right and wrong. Practice of piety, it has various benefits in our life. There are plenty of the benefits of life. But we don't need to see today in a collective manner how a country is going to be benefited. If a country and people of the land, they practice of piety, what are the benefits that are going to come towards the community? It's been said, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. We will open the doors of blessing from heaven and earth. So that means heaven is going to shower its blessing. Earth is going to open its door for the blessing. A community is practicing piety. A faith-based community is a successful community before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ كَدَّبُوا. Unfortunately, we refuse to practice, we refuse to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we as community decide to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strive for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stand on our faith and practice accordingly, there will be benefits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, alhamdulillah, examples are there. In the past, we had example of the Prophet's city, Madinatul Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A community that was faith-based community. A community that started practicing the piety. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door of heaven. And blessings were being revealed to the community. That example can be taken today as well, in today's world. In today's world, if any community that have committed for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has opened the door. Today you can see neighboring country with Pakistan, that have become committed for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a beautiful example that centuries, Western countries, they taught us that if you are going to practice Iman and Taqwa, you are going to be deprived. But Alhamdulillah, that was completely opposite side. They're a completely safe country, a safe heaven for the believers. A country full of the blessings. A country with many advancements. So that means if any of the communities that becomes believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all people they get together collectively, they start practicing piety. Practicing piety from top till bottom. All the people. While we do not have pious people on the governments and the system, there is no possibility that we can have safety and security in our countries. Because corruption is on the top level. While corruption is going to stay in the system, how community is going to be benefiting? In community, those people who are going to take responsibility of a government, governing authorities have to implement belief. They have to be believer first. They have to be pious, muttaqi. And if that is the case, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. Promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear. When we do not see those blessings, then also we can take an result. When we don't see any development, when we don't see any advancement, we can take a result. That definitely responsible people of the country, they are not believers. They are not practicing people. From beginning from 47 until now, almost more than half a century passed. And this country is living in poverty. We are going backward. Our resources are being wasted. Why is that? Why we are not taking blessings? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not blessing this country? Country which is based in the beginning in the constitution with the name of Islam. But name of Islam in constitution is not sufficient. You can write anywhere. You can write on every judiciary building that our sources are Iman, Taqwa and Ittihad. If you go in Pakistan, on every building it is written. These are the slogans that are written. Iman, Taqwa, Unity, Wahdat. But you don't see that. There is no Iman anywhere. It's just written. It's written on the buildings. If somebody writes up even on the forehead, on the face, then is it going to be beneficial? No, it's not going to be beneficial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say you have to put in constitution that it is going to be an Islamic country. No, there's no benefit for that. When our country can have benefits, when it is based on Iman. People have to have faith. People have to practice piety. And practicing piety, it has to be collective effort. That all together they have to practice the piety. Then Allah has promised. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَلَاكِنْ كَدَّبُوا. But they refused having belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They refused practicing the piety. They have chosen corruption. They have selected corrupt people. And it is the decision of the community, unfortunately. There are many decisions that we as a community make. We choose those people who are corrupt people. And when they come on the system, then you expect from them that they have to practice the piety. How that is possible? From the source of corruption, you cannot expect piety. Those people who have been criminal, being in prisons, living in the prisons for their corruptions. But unfortunately, they have been chosen for being responsible people of the country. Then you expect from them that they have to implement justice. How that is possible? لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that today we have overtaken everything when they refuse to practice the piety, when they refuse to practice belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time we have overtaken their resources. Bima kanu yaksibun, it's because they decided, it's not our decision. Bima kanu yaksibun, it means that what they had decided, what they have earned in their life, that means we actually decide, we earn all these misfortunes of life. All the misfortunes of our community, it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is from ourselves. Bima kanu yaksibun, you decide, we as a community decide. We have earned this corruption. We have gotten to the point that if we had been able to choose somebody who is pious among this country, definitely we would not have those types of restrictions. We would have blessings in the country. Take examples in other countries. So there can be piety in certain levels, but it's not there. They are not even loyal with the country. When the people, those who are not loyal to the country, but they are loyal to themselves, totally selfish people, completely people, those who are taking their own benefits, we expect them, they are going to have a system in this, that country that is going to be benefiting a community in large. Of course not. That is not going to be possible. We cannot expect from these type of the people. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. We have overtaken all the blessings, so the doors of blessings are going to be closed when people of the country, they do not have belief, when they do not practice the piety. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to close the doors of the heaven, close the doors of earth, shut down everything, because they are not worthiest to take the blessings of Allah. They have not decided. Bima kanu yaksibun, that means it was your collective effort that you made.
قدير. اللهم صل على محمد. Please raise your hands and all together once to show our unity together. Let us say, لبيك يا رسول الله. لبيك يا رسول الله.
لبيك يا رسول الله.
لبيك يا رسول الله.
لبيك يا رسول الله.
لبيك يا رسول الله.
لبيك يا رسول الله.
لبيك يا رسول الله.
لبيك يا رسول الله.
All together. لبيك يا حسين.
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 How they would like to make their country. It's like my home. How I would like to have my home. How I would like to have household. Country is like household. And if father of the country or father of the community, father of the family is corrupt, then can you expect that the children are going to be better? If he did not make the home as the place of heaven, how that is possible? Brothers and sisters, let us take benefit of this verse of the Quran. That if we commit, even in a smaller community, wherever we live, in a smaller community, we need to implement these two important elements. One is Iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Iman, a collective Iman. Taqwa, and that is collective Taqwa. Make communities based on that, you will see the results. Because it is promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yukhliful mi'ad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never that happens that He breaks His promises. That is not possible from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah always fulfills the promises. His promises are there. It depends on us that how we practice. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity to practice collective taqwa and piety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide us faith in our communities. May Allah provide faith to the people, those who take responsibilities of the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا
اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب
اللهم صل
على سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة
اللهم
صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله Once again, advising myself and inviting all of you to practice piety and obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we are gathered in the consulate of Pakistan for the discussion to have a thought about our country. A country that was established for the Muslims, providing them a safe haven. A country that was made with the name of Islam. A country that has a majority of people, those who are Muslim believers. A country, the founder of the country was committed to make this country as a safe haven for the Muslims, to make it as an Islamic country. On the passport of this country, it's written Islamic Republic of Pakistan. In Pakistan, that is called in assemblies as Islamic Republic of Pakistan. As I've said in the first sermon, there is that possible by naming a country Islamic Republic, it is going to be Islamic Republic. By putting the name on passport, it is going to be an Islamic country. Of course, it's not possible. In order to make a country Islamic country, it is important that people, those who are on the governing authorities, they have to be Islamic. If they are not Islamic, a country cannot be Islamic. Basis of this country, if we go back, of course it was a collective effort of all the Muslims in Pakistan, regardless of any faith, regardless of any ethnicity, regardless of any group, any sect, Shia, Sunni. The part and role that our Shia community have played from very beginning of the Pakistan, you can just see the founders or those who have been working in the beginning of Pakistan. Look at the names of these personalities, those who have been placing their efforts and collective efforts to make this Pakistan. Muhammad Ali Jinnah, Raja Mahmoodabad, Sheikh Habib, Abul Hasan Isfahani, Maulana Sayyid Muhammad Dehlvi, or Ali Imam. These are few names, but in all these 50 years, many generals, many officers, those who sacrificed for the sake of this country, many people from various ethnicities, they have sacrificed for the establishment of this country. This country, with its Islamic community, is being deprived of one thing only, that is Islam. In all over the country, there are Muslims living. This is a country, the most faithful people living in this country. If you just count masajid in this country, you'd find there are thousands of masajid in this country. In every street, you'd find a masjid. If you go in any country around the world, you'd find that the people of this country, they make their husainiyas, they make their masajid everywhere. A country that has many resources, full of the resources. Unfortunately, sometimes we consider that as a poor country, which is not a poor country. It has been brought into the poverty today. This country is full of the resources. Half of the land is land of the farmers. full of the farms and the basic resource for the needs of humanity. All these parts where people they live, those who are farmers, those who strive to give resources to the community, these people are being not given the basic rights. Their areas are not established areas. They are not developed areas. They are living completely in poverty. Even government did not like to make roads in those areas where people they live and they provide basic needs to the community. In a country where oil and gas companies are being made, and in various parts of country, according to the people, those who were working in oil and gas, oil was found, but the well of the oil are being locked. They did not let the community can take benefit of that. The people, those who are on governing authorities, they do not let the people, they can take benefits of the basic resources of this country. Even sometimes you eat the rice, that is best of the rice you eat today in these communities. But the person who lives, an individual who lives in Pakistan, he will not be able to use the rice. Only communities outside the country, they are taking benefits of our resources. Our people, they make best of the products. Those products are being sold outside, very expensive. But when it comes to the labor of the country, he does not receive anything. So that is how a community that is deprived by the system, systematically deprived community. It is systematically deprived community. Today, issue of terrorism, let us think. Do we have a country where terrorists live over there? Do we have a country of terrorists? Really not. Go in the community. Unfortunately, when you look in the news, you would find that Pakistan, a country, land of the terrorists. This is title being given after 9/11. After 9/11, this community is being given this title. It's because this country was alliance, in alliance with, has gotten this title of, a very nice title, a land of terrorists. Because this country was supporting anti-terrorism, now it has gotten all the terrorists in its country. You can just think that every newspaper, all the media resource, they speak this sectarian violence. It's Sunni and Shia, they are fighting. But believe me, I can ask you, go in Pakistan, visit in any place, and ask from Sunnis, are you enemy of the Shia? You say, no, we are brothers and sisters living together. Today, even in the recent attack that has happened in Karachi, the people, those who have been martyred, 17 people amongst those people are being our Sunni brothers. And there are many interviews today available. You can go and look at them. In those interviews, our Sunni brothers and sisters, they are calling for the support to the Shia community. Of course, many of you are from Pakistan. Or those who are working in the consulate, I can ask them. Anybody who works in the establishment, in the government, I can ask them, don't you have your brothers and sisters in your family? Those were Shia. And those were Shia, I can ask them, don't you have many brothers and sisters in your family? Those were Sunni. And we live together. We live friendly. We participate in all the parties. We participate in our all the problems. Whenever somebody dies, they go in the funeral. If there is a marriage, they participate with one another. They stand together, shoulder to shoulder. There is no sectarian violence in our Pakistan. unfortunately, this is also another title that has been gifted to us, that we have sectarian violence. Our country is not sectarian country. Our country is the most friendly country. If this is sectarian violence, why it is not in India? Why it's not in other countries? Why it's not in America? Those people who are living from the same homeland, they live over here, they sit together, they meet with one another, they go in a masajid, but they don't have any sectarian violence. How come it's in only in Pakistan? It means that it's been imported terrorism from outside. Our community leaders have imported terrorism. They bought that for the people of the country. And today, our people have to suffer every day. Where this Taliban comes from? Where was Osama belong to? Can I ask the people of this country? Can I ask responsible people of this country? That you call that country a sectarian violence country? Where was Osama belong to? Where he was trained? Was he trained in Pakistan? Was he the agent of any agency from Pakistan? No, believe me, he was not. He was agent of the agency from this country. All these Taliban were being trained, and according to the foreign ministry of this country, she admitted that we have trained Taliban. What it means? It means it's imported terrorism. It's been exported from other sides in order to keep these countries unrest. You live in unrest situation, we will be developed. So they have thrown all types of terrorism in these countries that these countries cannot be established. But it depends, brothers and sisters. We have to wake up. We have to think about ourselves. I had said in the past when I came to this consulate that I wish that responsible people of this consulate and embassies would have called important people, influential people of the community from Pakistan, and they would have made the plan, start thinking what we can do in order to make a change in our country. It was not our responsibility that we have to come and we have to ask you, why are these embassies, why these ambassadors, why these consulates? If any problem happens in any community, it is responsibility of the consulate, it is responsibility of the consular, that he has to get in touch with the community. He has to convey their condolences to the community, rather than we come over here and protest. Isn't that an unfortunate situation? The people, those who are responsible, they are not capable to take these responsibilities. They are being unable to take these responsibilities. And this corruption today within the country, it is also being imported by the people, those who are in establishment. Last time when I came, I spoke with the people, responsible people inside the consulate, and they told me we are also victim. Benazir was being martyred. Yes, I admit that. But after being victim, you have the system in your hands. You have government in your hands. You have armed forces in your hands. Can I ask you that any of the criminals was being brought into justice since Benazir was being killed? Did you bring anybody into the court? And anybody was executed? No. So that means either I have to think that you are the killer of Benazir, or you did allow the people, those who are criminal, that they can kill her. She was not killed by the terrorists. She may have been killed by the responsible people of the country. If they were being true, responsible people of the country, they would have taken the steps. Now let us go and think of a community today sitting over here. We are waris and inheritor of thousands of shuhada today. In every city, every part of the country, you go, you would find many cemeteries made for shuhada. Hundreds of people are being buried. None of the criminals is being brought into the justice. In Quetta, just in 39 days, there were two major blasts. And unfortunately, the people and the government, they do not think anything happened. They have taken none of the steps. When community went and they asked to change the government, they replaced somebody else. Nothing changed. In Karachi today, best of the city in Pakistan, resourceful city in Pakistan. But today, people of the city living in the fears every day. Anybody would like to go outside, they do not know they are going to come back or no. The issue of safety and security, that is the basic right of a community. But unfortunately, Pakistani government have failed to provide safety and security to the people of the country. Can we call that as establishment? Can we call that as a government? Are they friends with the terrorists? Or they are victim of the terrorists? They say we are victim of the terrorists. So I can ask them, if you are victim, please move forward. Take steps. We will be with you. We'll stand with you. If terrorism is the problem for our country, viability of that country is not taking steps in that country. Why defense ministry of the country is not making any plan? That means you have hand in hand. It is planned terrorism. It is planned terrorism. It is imported terrorism where armed forces and all the corrupt system is supporting them. Judiciary is silent. So our demand today to the people of Pakistan, I will not demand these authorities, those who do not have their authority in their own hands. Their authority is in the hands of other people, in the hands of imperialists. They are puppets of the country. They do not be worthiest that we can make any demand. I will demand from the people of the country. I will demand from my brothers and sisters, Sunni brothers and sisters, Shia brothers and sisters. Let us think ourselves and move forward to make the country. If we like to protect the country, again election is coming. And same people, you can just see that how unfortunate is that. Same people, those who are destroying the country, again they are asking votes for the country. How unfortunate is that? They are not worthiest to stay on the government just one day. They would have resigned until now, but unfortunately they are hoping that people of the country, they are going to elect them again. So this is another important thing that we need to contact with our brothers and sisters in Pakistan. Ask them, do not vote to these corrupt people in the country, but think to establish a country based on the values that this country was made. This country was made with the name of Islam, and this country has to be run with the Islamic values, and we should have the people, those who are pious people, and the community, and we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to awaken the community. After all these martyrdoms, one of the results that I've seen, that alhamdulillah, our community is opening its eyes. They are becoming aware, and it is going to erase all types of confusion from the country, and the blood of the shuhada is going to make a change in this country, that all the imperialists of the other countries and all those who are wishing this country to be, should be destroyed, they will see that this country will become one of the best countries of the world.
Inshallah.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allah.
for the families of Shuhada, where I listened to their interviews, brothers and sisters. They still have their enthusiasm. Their emotions show that they are alive. They are not hopeless. But they say that we have given our children, and if we have more children, we will give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to keep our country, in order to keep our faith. So that means these shuhada, they have played their role. And today it's our responsibility, we have to play our role. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us opportunity that we can help the country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can establish that country as this country is worthiest for. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give success to our mu'mineen and brothers and sisters living in that country. May Allah provide them safety and security. May Allah protect this country from the enemies of Islam. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give best of the rulers to this country. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.